USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Washington, D.C. is under a curfew as Capitol Police and National Guard troops continue to work to clear the Capitol building and grounds of protesters who stormed the building on Wednesday and put a halt to the counting of the Electoral College vote. The Secret Service and the FBI have also been deployed to the Capitol to assist Capitol Police securing the building. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy described the scene to ABC News, calling it something he never envisioned could happen.
As a nation, I know we sit back and we're appalled by what we're seeing, but I want everybody to take a deep breath and understand we all have some responsibility here. I don't care what we've ever said on Facebook, what we've ever done to one another. We are all Americans. We need to stop. We shouldn't disagree with one another, but to take it to level has gone beyond anything I've ever envisioned that was possible in this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Continuing coverage of tonight's top story, members of Congress say they are working to find a way to continue the electoral vote count that was interrupted when the Capitol was breached by protesters. Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney tells NBC News that a mob won't stop their work.
We were on the floor of the House of Representatives performing our constitutional duty to count the electoral votes when we had to be evacuated. And we are in a place with bipartisan group of members, and my Democratic counterpart, Hakeem Jeffries, and I have both made clear that we do not intend to allow this kind of mob violence to stop us from carrying out our constitutional duty.
The European Union has approved a second coronavirus vaccine for use in the 27-country bloc. The EU's drug regulator approved the Moderna vaccine Wednesday for distribution after moving up a hearing on that decision. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day regarding coronavirus vaccine rollout issues, USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more from the Ohio Bureau.
Efforts to distribute and administer coronavirus vaccines have lagged behind initial goals set by the Trump administration. Officials with Operation Warp Speed had wanted to have 20 million Americans receive their first shot by the end of 2020. But according to the CDC, just under 5 million have received their first dose. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says there's still time to improve the system, but we need to move quickly. He tells CNBC that allowing people to get vaccinated at pharmacies would rapidly increase vaccination numbers.
I think there's still time to improve upon the system. We need to work through the categories of people that we've prioritized for vaccination more quickly, get through these groups more quickly that we've prioritized, and we should have prioritized certain groups. I think we've done the right thing there, but also expand the number of sites that are offering vaccination. I think we need to push more of these vaccines through a retail channel and allow people to go into a pharmacy and get vaccinated, particularly elderly Americans. Most of the demand, a lot of the demand, is among senior citizens. We ought to make these vaccines available to senior citizens and allow some of the supply to reach the demand for the vaccine.
The effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom is gaining momentum. More than 1 million people have now signed a petition in quest to oust the Democratic governor from office. However, organizers need another 800,000 signatures by March to get a recall election on the ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.